Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
1450 WLAY. We have thunder showers on the forecast today. A high of only 66. You ladies, you might need a light jacket or something. If you've got a request, it's 383-2525. Marlon requested this. Shalimar, second time around. I know you come a long way, baby. My wife is so turned on right now.
Ladies, you might need a light jacket.
Oh, I think maybe every day. This is so good. All right. A lot of show today. How many sexual partners are too many? And are there differences between the men and the women? Lady, she's pissed she didn't get her donuts. I'll tell you what she did.
Uh-oh.
And a question. Oh, hang on. Hook. Give it to me. The only thing that would make this band better is if they would talk to the band and ask permission to sing the song. That would be great. What is your car doing when you're in the movie? It's a good story. I
was hoping that was rhetorical because I thought it was just hanging out in the parking garage.
Sal Cerencioni gives us the latest in classic rock news. Gina's got some fun audio she's going to share, and I haven't heard it yet. Oh. There is something gigantic happening in the world of NASCAR. Rusty Wallace is going to be on the show tomorrow to talk us through. He's on vacation, so it's via phone, but I'll explain it later. Seven reasons today doesn't suck. We speak with the very funny Arsenio Hall, having some deep fryer fun as we celebrate our appearance at the Orange County Fair this weekend. In the room, Steve Trevino, and today is junk food day.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No. Look, Bullwinkle.
Sorry, my bad.
A message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No. This is what I really call a message.
Mark, you guys are great. But if I wanted to listen to music in the morning, I would listen to Crappy Jack. I tune in to hear the family talk, their nonsense, and have fun. That's what makes my morning. And please stop playing Centerfold every single frickin' day. Love ya. Have a great day. Here's Centerfold on Mark in the Morning.
Yes! Woo! Yeah!
I've just stopped commenting on it. Donald Trump's campaign finally admitted what we all knew, that passage in Melania Trump's convention speech was from Michelle Obama. A campaign aide has taken responsibility for the mistake, saying that she was working with Mrs. Trump, who greatly admires the First Lady. House staff writer Meredith McIver explained, quote, over the phone, she read me passages from Mrs. Obama's speech as examples. I wrote them down and later included some of the phrasing in the draft that ultimately became the final speech. I did not check Mrs. Obama's speeches. This was my mistake, and I feel terrible for the chaos I have caused Melania and the Trumps, as well as Mrs. Obama. No harm was meant. The admission came a day after denials from the Trump campaign that anything was done. And I heard she tried to give her resignation and Trump wouldn't accept it.
Right. So how much of this do we believe and how much do they finally say somebody has to address this? Who's going to fall on the sword? Raise your hand.
It was pretty sincerely written. I tend to believe what she's saying.
Well, if your only job in the Trump campaign is to write Melania's speech and you don't check the other first lady's speeches, I'm not buying it.
Now, something interesting happened last night, which I didn't see and because it's late and I don't want to see it. but Ted Cruz, apparently, when you're invited to speak as a Republican, you swear an oath that you're going to endorse the nominee. Ted Cruz got up and spoke and didn't do that. He did not endorse Trump, and it brought boos from the audience.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
See, I couldn't figure out why they were booing. I thought they were saying, Cruz! I really, really didn't know what was happening until they said you were supposed to say, and I endorse Donald Trump. By the way, the man who called his wife an ugly biatch and put that picture of her, so he was supposed to fall in line, but he didn't.
Trump later said that he knew that Cruz was not going to endorse him, but he let him speak anyway. My guess is there's nobody else from the Republican Party talking on this podium, so let that guy go.
Yeah.
And then Cruz was slammed by Congressman Peter King. Oh, come on. Spitting on the screen.
To me, Ted Cruz showed America what he really is. He's a fraud, he's a liar, he's self-centered, and he disqualified himself for ever being considered for president of the United States. He took a pledge to support the nominee. Tonight, this is the Ted Cruz that I've known, unfortunately. He cannot be trusted, and he's not a true Republican. He's not a true conservative. He's totally self-centered. Tonight, I never saw such outrage and anger on the floor as I saw Ted Cruz tonight, and he deserved every bit of it. He's a total fraud.
Oh, my God. I have a homework for everybody.
Mm.
Go back and listen to that again, but picture Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Puts the whole thing in context.
Gina said something yesterday that was amazing, because when I was watching Melania give her speech, or I saw clips of it, I was looking at her kind of like a dog who hears something weird and he does his head sideways, because she reminded me of somebody and I couldn't put a finger on it. Yesterday, Gina said it. Go ahead.
Am I going to get in trouble?
I don't think. Why would you get in trouble?
I don't know. They're both beautiful ladies. You look me in the eye and tell me I'm wrong that Melania Trump and Caitlyn Jenner don't look like they were separated at birth.
We got to put a picture up, because I saw another photograph of her last night. That is the deal. They look a lot like each other.
Hair, makeup, the whole vibe. It is pretty impressive.
Now, I busted Gina and Jackie the other day because I gave them each an episode of Cool Stories and Music. And I guess it was the guilt, but I got an email from Gina who said, carve out some time so that we can talk to you about cool stories. And we're not going to do it yet.
Oh.
We're going to wait a minute. I do want to know what you had for dinner last night, because I heard praise.
I'm glad you asked. Just a little, a little RNC dinner, a little post-walk. Tim just whipped up, a garlic-crusted rack of lamb, sautéed green beans, and a berry cucumber salad.
Do you know that you do not deserve him? Good God.
I do other things.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And one of the reasons why America's Got Talent, I think, is so great right now, and American Idol did the same thing, is it gives people that don't have a chance to make it in Hollywood or in music or in anything an opportunity. And perfect point was last night. 14-year-old Jana Brown, she's a homeless girl from Baltimore.
Wow.
And she sang a song by Audra Day called Rise Up. And man, she just nailed it. Simon said the competition has just changed. Like, she just set the mark. I mean, yesterday we heard that guy, Brian Justin Crum, and he was great. She just stepped him up, and she is now at the top of this competition. Here we go.
Wow.
Can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out and move mountains. We can walk it out and move mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 And I'll do it 1,000 times again. I'll rise up high like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up and I'll do it 1,000 times again.
14 years old.
Wow.
14.
You know, periodically you hear or see someone that was completely meant to do what they do. That's that right there. That's Mariah Carey stuff from back in the day.
Yeah.
That girl is meant to sing.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That was great.
Yeah. And Michelle Obama was on James Corden. I did not get to that because this, I think, just was better. But it's actually a good one, so you can check that out on Mark in the Morning's Facebook page as well. Yes. And there you go. There's your Mike TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
So I once had a podcast before I got with Mark in the Morning. I had a podcast called Cool Stories in Music, and it was very popular. And what I would do, I would take a band or an artist, and along with their music, I would tell you the story that you probably don't know. And usually at the end of each one, I would have a section called I'll Bet You Didn't Know. And I was talking to Jackie. She's a fan of Harry Nilsson, and I had done one on Harry. So I mentioned, would you like to hear it? So I sent it to her. Months.
Not months.
Months.
When was Doheny Blues Festival?
Months.
Okay.
Go by, and I hear nothing. And I was mentioning it to Gina, and she, I'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
A month.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
So I get an email, and I brought it up. I busted him on it.
Yeah.
I get an email last night from Gina. Could you carve out some time so that we can talk about cool stories and music? Now is the time.
Okay, hang on just a second. I mean, you did ask for a lot. Your segment is an hour long, and I listen to you for 20 hours a week if you think about it. 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Good point, Jackie. And that thing is not easy to download.
I took my time to find it, download it, and send it to both of you. And what
Yahoo
do you do?
Search.
You decide to ignore it.
No.
I was told to carve out some time for us to talk about cool stories and music. Now is the time.
No, would you like to keep bitching or would you like to hear our thoughts?
Y'all just keep defending.
All right.
You have nothing to defend. They both said, oh, I forgot.
Okay, I'm going to jump in. And I did forget. I forgot to care. so I loved it. I got to start out by saying that I wasn't a huge Harry Nilsson fan before. Not a huge one after. It's not my cup of tea.
He was an eclectic dude.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, that FU song, that's top five favorite songs of all time now. That's the greatest.
Yeah.
Loved the first half, but the second half, you split the show up into two halves. Mm-hmm. Really is where I thought things got cooking, and Jackie, jump in anytime.
I feel the complete opposite.
Ooh.
I watched his documentary on Netflix like 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was about 2 hours long, all on Harry Nilsson, and I fell in love with him. But there was still some interesting stuff that I didn't know that you brought up, and he just had like a really hard life, and he was so underrated. I just love that. I love when people are underrated.
Well, underdog.
Yeah. So.
I can't believe the Beatles thought he was the greatest thing since Halava.
His favorite, their favorite artist.
The Beatles basically put him on the map.
Yeah.
And they, not just publicly, but like he and John were BFFs and caused a little bit of trouble together.
Well, the Lost Weekend was when they went to the Troubadour.
Yeah.
And heckled, got drunk and heckled, of all people, the Smothers Brothers.
That is so good.
And got kicked out. But what about the Bet You Didn't Know at the end of it?
Oh, my God.
Could you believe that?
Not only is that the most insane thing I've ever heard, but do we suspect foul play? Because what are the odds could happen?
I didn't expect foul play. I think it's just a really bizarre, weird,
really sad coincidence.
It's crazy. Dave Beezing, who is the program director here, has already said, if I can get Cool Stories and Music syndicated, he will air it. And my attorney and I are working on it. It's a little more complicated than you would think. Because normally, see, to me, if we approach a syndicated company, normally you're just going to sit there and pitch your idea. We actually have 35 episodes that they can listen to and decide if they want to do it. So it's something we're working on, but it's a slow crawling process.
Well, it's awesome. It was really, really well done. So hats off to you, Mark,
and
because
Mark,
it was really, really great. But I got to tell you, not only was the bet you didn't know insane, but the bet you didn't know insane.
Yeah,
with that. Now who owns the...
Right.
Wait, so
right.
We're not going to even tell these people what we're talking about?
No, because I haven't heard it and I want to find out on my own. Can you please send it to me? And okay. I guarantee if you send it to me today, I will listen to it by the time I go to bed tonight.
Oh, no, he will. Mark Ewell has literally nothing else going on in his life.
No, but I just respect the man. That's all.
No, I know the real reason.
But I do have a question for you, Mark. You did open up your show saying that you had bubblegum pop from the 60s. Mm-hmm. You did a show on that, and then you also did a Sam Cooke one.
The Sam Cooke one, I took the last night of his life and I detail it for the show.
Yeah,
I
want to hear that.
It is move for move. I mean, I'm talking about minute by minute what happened on his last night. And it brings up controversy. He died in controversy.
It's so like that forensic one is great. Files.
But listen, everybody's favorite, and you're going to smirk, but I detailed Elvis' recording of Back in Memphis. It is this greatest album, and I have footage that I'm not supposed to have that's in that show, and so I may share that with you. But
that's why they're not going to syndicate this show, because you're putting all this stuff out there you're not supposed to have.
Normally it's Mikey that brings about the very bizarre conversations that take place in this room while commercials or music is playing. Today, it was my own daughter, Katie.
Yep.
Who said, I'll say is, by far the filthiest thing I've ever heard in the studio.
Yep. All I'll say is this. I can't unhear it. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Gray.
You're going to need to go take a walk, a long walk or something. Well, Ted Cruz got booed during his speech last night at the RNC after he went the entire speech without actually endorsing Donald Trump. Southwest had major outages yesterday and were forced to cancel and delay hundreds of flights. They say the glitch is fixed, but I think it's still taking a toll on flights today. And here's what's trending in sports. The Angels beat the Rangers again, making this their sixth win in a row. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Classic rock reporter Sal Cerenzioni will explain what the Red Rocker was doing with the little bastard at 6:40. That was fun to say. But first, War, this is Mark in the Morning.
We are now joined by Sal Cerenzioni. He is senior editor for the Premier Radio News and Prep, and he opens with a little Sammy Hagar news.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. You know, this is just a pairing that for some reason I never envisioned, but it is kind of, like I said, interesting. Sammy Hagar recently sat down for an interview with John Mellencamp. It's for Sammy's TV show, which airs on Access, the Access network, called Rock and Roll Road Trip. And Sammy is kind of gushing over this one. He says it's one of his favorite interviews ever in his lifetime. John's the real deal. It was really great. We hit it off so well that Mellencamp was obviously impressed as well. Gave Sammy one of his paintings. Sammy said, I can't just take it for free. So he's going to write a check either to Farm Aid or another charity that John supports. Sammy says he's going to display the painting in each one of his restaurants for a month at a time before he'll put it in one of his homes. And interesting side note here. Check out photos of Christy Brinkley, who's Mellencamp's girlfriend, and Sammy's wife, Kari. They look incredibly alike, so they have something else there in common. So, anyway, that's going to air on the upcoming season of Access TV's Rock and Roll Road Trip, Sammy Hagar's television show. All right, I know Gary Marshall was good friends of the program, and Brian Adams is feeling the loss. Brian has been working on a Broadway musical of Gary's movie, Pretty Woman.
Oh.
And this was earlier this week, before Gary had passed away. Brian said that he's a real sweetheart. While he wasn't at the original audition that we did to become the songwriters for the musical, he was very much part of the entire process, just brilliant to work with. And of course, since his death, he did comment further, saying it was indeed a privilege to work with you. Adams has until the end of the year to get the 20 to 22 songs for the musical done, which I guess will open on Broadway at some point next year. The Beatles, they'll be back in September, not only with a new documentary, but also with a new album. The documentary is the Ron Howard feature on their touring years called The Beatles, 8 Days a Week.
I cannot wait for this.
Well, I guess a lot of people are looking forward to it. And so in conjunction with it, they are releasing the Live at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, while this came out in 1977, this latest version is an entirely new release, which is directly sourced from the original three-track tapes of the concerts. There are four previously unreleased recordings. What are they, Sal? Well, I will tell you. You Can't Do That, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and Babies in Black. And that will be out on September 9th. The Ron Howard documentary hits theaters on September 16th, and then will be featured on Hulu. And speaking of television, Ozzy Osbourne, he returns to the world of quote-unquote reality TV this Sunday night with the premiere of Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. This finds the two self-proclaimed history nerds visiting such sites as Mount Rushmore, Stonehenge, Roswell, NASA, Sun Studios, and the Alamo. And the Alamo episode was very interesting because Jack said they had to do a lot of post-editing on this one because the folks at San Antonio, the city council, they let word out that Ozzy was going to return there. Now, why is this such a big deal? Well, because he was arrested there in 1982 for urinating on the grounds. And he was banned, actually, from playing in San Antonio for about 10 years till he made a very large donation to one of the charities over there. Well, anyway, check this all out. It's going to be interesting. It airs, premieres, I should say, this Sunday night at 10 o'clock on the History Channel. This is a 10-part series, once again called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. And if you were fans of the Osbournes, which aired on MTV until 2005, then you know you're probably in for a chuckle or two along the way. That's what I've got for you today, Mark and company there. So from Premier Radio Networks in New York City, this is Sal Cerencioni.
Get ready.
Jackie's Throwback Thursday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay.
All right. So today I'm featuring John Lennon's Nobody Told Me off the Milk and Honey album. Ooh. And there's a little rumor that I thought was kind of cool. So this song is mainly talking about how John felt like the world is going to complete shh at the time. So imagine if he was alive today. But there's a little line in the song. Hit it, Mikey.
Nobody told me that you did like these. Strange days indeed. Most peculiar, mama.
Strange days indeed. Most peculiar, mama. So rumor has it that this song was a rebuttal to the Shirelles song. Yeah, so yeah, we don't
check out. Jackie did a little pre-production.
Jackie, that is in fact a cool story in music. Yeah, I got inspired by Mark. But since Lennon died 4 years before the album actually came out, we'll never know. So here's Nobody Told Me on Jackie's Throwback Thursday.
All right, so if you want to play 5 seconds for $15, call right now, 888-696-1003. Now, Gina, as all of you are realizing, is an idiot. Mm-hmm. She says to me yesterday, I've got this piece of audio you might get a kick out of. Now, I've not heard it, but tell everybody exactly what it is that you spent your spare time doing.
Well, I didn't spend any spare time doing it. I was back over with the Adam Carolla show, which I do after this show, and you know, just having a show as usual, no biggie, whatever, and Adam's talking about whatever he's talking about, and he compares whatever to, you know, it's just like the world all going downhill once people started wearing flip-flops and fanny packs on Southwest flights. And then he goes, wait a second, flip-flops and fanny packs, that's a good name for a morning show. That launched into a 2-minute improv of Adam, one of his co-hosts Brian, and his other co-host me doing this off-the-cuff, random, completely stupid morning show.
I can't wait.
This is a wacky morning zoo named Flip-Flops and Fanny Packs.
It's Fanny Packs and Flip-Flops. There's a good morning show. They were probably talking all about these guys. Hey, 10:27 after the hour. That's 33 away from the top there. Fanny Pack, what's your take on...
I don't know about that. Flip-Flop?
Yeah, boy, that Omarosa, she's something, ain't she, boy?
That's a real piece of shit.
I'll tell you what, Ray, get out the hot comb. Am I right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jillianne, where are you going to be? You're going to be at the mall this weekend?
That's right.
You doing a sticker stop?
I'm doing a topless sticker stop.
Topless sticker stop. Get out there.
Hey, hey, hey.
First 150 fans up there, say the praise, the phase, the praise, the case, the praise, the phrase, the pays.
Well, you're going to get yourself a
beer koozie, and you get a free beer koozie.
You have one too many out of your own beer koozie last night?
Hold on. I got to give news, traffic, weather, news, and traffic again. Van Nuys checking in 71. La Mirada checking in 71. Canoga Park 71. Newport Beach 71 degrees. The Conejo Valley's checking in 71. Mars 71. Venus 71. North Hollywood 71. And Fallbrook coming in 71 degrees. Now let's go traffic 405. Look out for mattress and lanes and brake lights. Slow and go. Now if you're getting on the Slauson cutoff, you're going from the 10 to the 210 on the 405. Look out for brake lights. Slow and go. Commerce checking in 72. Duarte 72 degrees. Redland 72. Juan Garden 72. Santa Rosa 72. Omarosa 72. Irvine 72. Thousand Oaks 72. It's 6:29. It's 29 after the hour. It's 31 away from the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we got news, traffic, weather,
don't
news.
Don't forget about that thunder with Scott Baio coming up.
Scott Baio's coming up. We're going to tear apart the Scott Baio. Chachi made a speech, everybody. Look out. And by the way, Joni loves Chachi. Underrated show. All right. You're doing a sticker stop. Jillianne, we're going to be at this mall, Fallbrook Mall?
I'm going to be at the Fallbrook Mall.
Look out, sticker stop. First 150 show, I'm going to get some beer koozies. All right. And you can guess the size of Jillianne's areolas.
Oh, you.
Say the phrase that pays.
Can we say that?
Hey, listen, man. This is going to be our last show, everybody.
I'd like to know if I can say that.
I don't know if we can say that. All right. Where were we? Duarte, checking in. 72 degrees. La Mirada checking in 72. Glendale, Compton 72 degrees. Flint Ridge 72. Diamond Bar 72 degrees. We got traffic news and later. There's mattress in lanes. That's on the 101 and 101.45 exchange. Look out for brake lights. Slow and go.
That's how it would go.
Okay.
Just like that.
Flip flops. Yep. Mm-hmm.
6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh yeah.
So there you go.
That is what makes Adam Carolla. Because you heard what Junior, he just does it.
Yeah.
You know, I was on his show, and I spend hours getting ready for this crap. He walked in, sat down, he had a little piece of paper and a pen, and he wrote something for 30 seconds, and he goes, okay, let's do it.
Yep.
That's his show prep.
It's insane.
That's what he does. That's what makes him great.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that. A morning zoo for you.
Every time he's on, I say it. If you want to try the podcast world, start with Adam Carolla, because that is what you get. Hours, 2 hours, it's him just ranting. That was great, Gina.
Good.
All right, so real quickly, I want to talk about my buddy John Waite. Johnny is in Coach House. The Coach House, is that in San Juan Capistrano?
Yep.
Okay. So if you live out that way, go see him. It's him and his entire band. They sound so good. I wanted to play a little jam from John. He was on the Mark and Linda podcast. And the first voice you'll hear is Mark Bonilla. He's my music director. I don't make a move until I've got Mark involved. And Mark is on acoustic guitar, and my son Matthew is on the beatbox, and they just improvised this little moment.
Oh, no, he wanted me to do Light My Fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does that go?
Oh.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you that we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Ooh. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Martin, like it first.
So go see Johnny. He's at the coach house. I want it packed for him. He is awesome. He's an idiot. I've told him, because I'll get a text from him. Mark, let's grab dinner. I've told him 30 times, I don't live in L.A. I don't live in L.A. But he can't remember it. And then sometimes I'll get a text that simply says, what? And that's it. So go see Johnny tomorrow night. Check it out on the website, The Coach House, tomorrow night, Johnny Wake. In mere moments, it's the contest that everybody's talking about around the water cooler. 5 seconds for how much, Gina?
$15!
$15. But first, let's try a giveaway of $1,000. It's the Classic Rock campaign bribe, because bribing people is how you get things done in the good old U.S. of A.
That's right. You have 15 minutes to text CAKE to this number, 72881. Messaging and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. All our Mark in the Morning listeners 18 years of age and older in all 50 states are eligible. We'll have more bribes for our L.A. listeners at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Once again, the super secret word is CAKE. And the number to text to be in the drawing for $1,000 is 72881.
Be proud, accept our bribe, and vote for Classic Rock at Work. This is America, damn it.
5 seconds for $15.
$15. We go to Russell. He's calling from Cyprus. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning.
What do you do for a living, Russell?
I'm retired.
Oh. What did you used to do?
Made ice cream.
We're listening.
Who did you work for?
There was a supermarket chain down here, Lucky's, and then it got bought out by Albertsons and became Dean Foods.
Are you enjoying retirement?
Yes, I am.
What do you do to fill your time?
Do a lot of bike riding, go to a lot of Angel games.
Spending too much time alone in the bathroom?
No.
Married, kids?
Married, divorced, kids, 4 grandkids. Yeah.
The whole shebang. Keeps them busy.
Everybody has grandkids. I don't.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world, and it will happen sooner than you think.
All right, well, I'm ready for it, Russell. Okay, you know how this game works, Russell?
I sure do.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer it, you're going to get $15. And I'm going to give you not only an easy question, I'm going to give you a question we have asked multiple times. This is Danny's absolute favorite. Are you ready, Russell?
I'm more than ready.
What is Donald Duck's middle name?
Donald Duck has a middle name. Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
We've done it many, many times. It is Fauntleroy.
Well, I did not know that.
2 days in a row, I've had gifted conversation with you on the program. I just thank you for it. Russell, thank you. What do you like most about Mark in the Morning?
I like the fact that you guys can make me laugh every day.
You can't ask for a better compliment than that. Russell, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Please don't call again.
Have a good day.
You too. So yesterday, each day after the show, we head back to the production room with Mikey, and we record some promos and do some stuff, and Uncle Joe's in there. And Uncle Joe doesn't talk to me that much because I don't think he cares for me. But he's really big in the car world. And Joe says, listen, Mark, there's something happening that I think you may want to know. Jeff Gordon, which was the 24 car, he is one of the biggest names in the history of NASCAR because all he did was win. He retired, and he's doing television now. Well, apparently, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has a serious case of vertigo. And so Jeff Gordon is coming out of retirement to drive Dale Earnhardt's car. I think it's 2 races. So I immediately... And the reason Joe was telling me is because he knows my next door neighbor is NASCAR Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace. In fact, Rusty sat on his balcony on the 4th of July and was yelling at our fireworks. Yeah, that's great! So I texted him and I said, are you in town? And he texted back. He goes, on my way to my house in the mountains. What's up, buddy? And I said, I was hoping to grab you for a few minutes to talk about this Jeff Gordon thing. And he agreed. He'll be on the phone, but it's tomorrow at 8:35. And so we'll talk all about it. This is a pretty giant event to happen. And Joe followed that up by saying, and Jeff will probably win. I think it's two races that he's going to race.
Nice.
So Rusty works for NASCAR, so we will completely fill you in on exactly what all's going on. 8:35 tomorrow, Rusty Wallace here on Mark in the Morning. Now, I'd heard about this before, but it appears to be true. It seems that almost every story about this year's Summer Olympics mentions the Zika virus, which, in case you didn't know, can be transmitted through sex. With this in mind, the Olympic Committee has ordered 450,000 condoms for the athletes in the Olympic Village, which happens to be three times more than the number ordered for the London Summer Olympics. 450,000 condoms.
Wow. How many do you think they'll go through?
450,000. Hey, man, look, I would imagine for most of these athletes, it's a lot of waiting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you wait for your opportunity. You know, swimming may not be until next week.
Right.
So you just sit around. Maybe you train a little.
Yeah.
You do a little banging. And so they want to make sure, because these athletes, they're so pumped up. Sex is a good release for them. So 450,000 condoms at this year's Summer Olympics.
That's a decent Friday night. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys watch it?
The Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Are you addicted? Is it appointment viewing, or you'll stop and watch it if it's on?
Well, here's what the network does that's fantastic. They tell you the backstory.
Yes.
Of the athlete, and you become a fan. You pick one and you cheer for them.
Right.
There will never be, I don't think, a better competition than the year that Greg Louganis was at the Olympics. He was a diver. Mm-hmm. And he was in the middle of competition and he was doing, I think, a backflip. He banged his head on the diving board, and they had to patch it up, and it continued and continued. So now he's got a bandage on his head. It comes to the last dive, which is the most difficult dive, and Greg needs a perfect 10 to win it. He did a perfect 3.5 somersault and won the gold medal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's the crap I love. I love good competition, and I love the network when they give you the stories. They're so good at that.
Yeah, you know, when was the Nagano in Japan? When was that Olympics?
04, some... I don't remember.
Oh, God, I was a kid. I remember I must have been a preteen because my dad was there reporting for, I believe it was CBS at the time, so he got to go to the Olympics that year. It was pretty cool.
Wow. Coming up, I'm going to be performing with Elvis Presley. This is not something I recommend for the lighthearted, but I will be performing with the king. That is at 7:20. All right. So I am now going to perform with the great Elvis Presley. It's one thing to perform with just somebody, but this is the king. I do not recommend you little baby DJs that you try this. It has to be at the hands of a trained professional. I've been in radio 45 years. I'm the radio guy. I'm the RG. I'm the rig.
Yeah.
So I do not recommend that you try this privately.
And now.
Hey, Rocky. Sorry. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Crap.
I'm sorry. Tell us more about what a radio professional you are.
That is just so funny. In the middle of this, I hear Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Sorry, right, you were serious. Saying.
I had to sign a disclaimer.
Yeah.
I had to promise that I would do this pantsless. Mm. And the disclaimer calls for DEFCON 3.
Drifted apart.
Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
You know,
someone said that the world's a stage. You must play a part. Fate they had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one. Act one was where
I loved you
at first glance.
You
read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then
came
act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I'll never know. Honey,
you lied when you said you loved me.
And I had no cause to doubt you.
But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living
without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me,
then they can bring the curtain down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Is your heart.
Thank you very much.
Could have done without you standing up since your pants list, but that was really good.
Yeah. Well, I did. I pulled a hammy in the middle of it. But got it done. And pretty soon, I will perform with the Manhattans.
Please don't.
Please no, I'm going do. To.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that song. Okay, let's talk it through. This coming Saturday, me, Gina Gratt, Andy Chanley, Christian Hand, Uncle Joe Benson, Josh the Fleeganator, Chick on the Street, we're going to be at the Orange County Fair. And we're putting on a show, a live fill-in-the-blank with Matt and Frank. That's where Christian gives them a track and he removes the drums and the bass and then Matt and Frank fill it in. Well, this year, Jeremy Benson, Joe's son, who is amazing on the guitar, Christian is going to remove the drums, the bass, and the guitar part from Rush by Tom Sawyer, and you can see it live. It is when we do it on the radio, it just sounds like we played the song because Matt and Frank are so good, but to see it live, they got a standing ovation at the anniversary show. So we open with that, then Matt's band Big Language does a 5-song set, 3 classic rock covers, 2 originals. We've got lots of stupid listener talent. Andy and I are going to be doing some fun. We get a chance to speak with Gina's porn star. Mm-hmm. The shirt that I wore on Mark's Back billboard campaign will make an appearance on a mannequin with Killer the Goat protecting it. We just hope the goat doesn't eat the shirt. Katie and Josh and a listener are going to get up. No, we had to scratch the listener. So it's Katie and Josh. They'll be trying various kinds of fare.
No, I think we can do the listener.
Yeah, you know, we scrapped the guy who can chug a six-pack of Yoo-Hoo in under 60 seconds. Legal won't allow.
I was looking so forward to that. Anyway, we're doing this at noon this Saturday at the Orange County Fair at the Heritage Stage. Now, here's the deal. There's 800 chairs, and we have said that, you know, if you want to guarantee a chair, you just come in when the fair opens at 10 and go sit down. And Dave brought up a point. There will be no leaving a jacket or a blanket or a magazine that saves your chair. Your butts have to be in the seats. So that Saturday, we expect a full crowd. Luckily, because of the venue and the way it is, if all the seats go, you can still stand around and watch the show. And it's going to be good. We've all worked very hard. Gina's been, eating right so she can be nice and svelte for the event. Gina, have you picked out what you're
going
to wear?
I have. I'm very disappointed that you're going so casual because I'm wearing a party dress.
Well, what if I wear a party dress,
too? That would be amazing as long as it's not the same party dress.
Well, we love you down in Orange County. We're looking forward to seeing you Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 23rd, noon at the Orange County Fair. The world is trending. Gina watches it, so you don't have to.
Well, Donald's son, Eric Trump, and Ted Cruz were among the highlighted speakers at the RNC last night. Even though the water has tested clean, the beaches in Long Beach are staying closed today due to a sewage spill in downtown L.A. And more words have been added to Dictionary.com's list. We mentioned a few yesterday. Here's today's offering. Pokemon, woke, and butthurt. I'm Gina Grad, wow. And that's what's trending online. Don't act all butthurt, Mark. Seven Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is happening at 7:36, and number six is going to change your life. Right, Mark? But first, right. The Cars. This is Mark in the Morning.
And now, Seven Reasons Today Doesn't Suck.
One.
It was on this day in 1987, one of the most important albums in history, Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, is released to the public.
Yes, and the world has never been the same.
Do you know something I do? I've got, everybody has an iPod. And you can put it on shuffle and do whatever, but periodically I will put on one of my favorite albums and listen to it as it was recorded. Track one, track two, nice. Track three. I recently did it with Breakfast in America. You know, it's important sometimes, especially when you really dig the album, to listen to it the way the artist wanted you to hear it. So, you may want to do that sometime. Okay.
Two.
It was on this day in 1971. Carole King receives a gold album for Tapestry. And get this, it was number one album chart-topping Billboard for 15 weeks.
Unbelievable. I can't wait to see her show. Beautiful is her musical about her life. And I think it's at the Pantages right now or coming up.
Yeah, Rita Saj, it was amazing.
Oh, I want to see it.
If you see me there, I lost a bet.
You love Carole King and musicals.
Hello. I mean, honestly, hello.
Three.
It was on this day in 1969, the Beatles begin recording John Lennon's Come Together at Abbey Road Studios.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly.
Four.
Don Knotts was born on this day, the rubbery, squeaky-voiced actor best known for playing Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show and Mr. Furley on Three's Company.
We got a nippet! Nippet in the bud!
Five.
John Lovitz is 59 today.
Subway! Eat ice!
Six.
No. Robin Williams was born on this day. How many Oscars was he nominated for, Gina?
I think one.
Nominated for three.
Oh, because I knew it was for Good Will Hunting. I didn't know the others.
Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, and The Fisher King winning for Good Will Hunting.
And it's said that night that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "One of you shall betray me." And Peter said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus said, "No, it is not you, Peter." And Simon said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus turned to Simon and said, "No, it is not you, Simon." And Judas said, "Is it me, Jesus?" And Jesus turned him and went, "Me, Jesus."
You know, I heard some of his stuff on a comedy album not too long ago. He was filthy back in the day.
Really?
A lot of F-bombs, a lot of crazy. Oh, it was great.
You know, when he was calm like that, I loved him. But when he was doing that manic stuff, when he was on The Tonight Show, I couldn't watch it.
I feel like he had a little help.
Yes.
Okay, and so it was on this day that Cat Stevens was born, the Greek-English singer-songwriter found fame with Wild World and Peace Train. He left the pop scene in the late 70s and converted, renouncing Western culture, as Yusuf Islam.
We miss you, Kat. Good music.
It's hard to get by.
Best frenzy we ever did, right, Mikey?
It was the best ever. And I saw him at the Nokia, which is now Microsoft, about 2 years ago. One of the greatest concerts I've ever seen.
Mark's face.
Do you know that Cat Stevens frenzy that we sat through with you, I sometimes relive it.
You know, I have it recorded, and I can relive it.
That would be
whatever
great.
You want.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
No,
all of us
we
together.
Can't. We just can't. I have post-traumatic stress disorder from that thing. So we now welcome in the great Arsenio Hall. Good morning, sir.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Hey, I'm professionally on the front of the bus this summer, man. I'm in heaven.
Which we're going to talk
about. How you doing,
Gina?
Hi,
baby. How are you?
We need that clip of Arsenio saying to Gina, "You talk too effing much."
Yeah. No, I've been getting that for a lot of years from you, haven't I?
Hey, thanks for letting me come on and talk about it for a minute. I really think it's one of those shows. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's one of those shows I think you would dig, man.
Oh, listen, when I saw the promo for it, we're talking about ABC's Greatest Hits. Arsenio is the host of it. It is tonight at 9. Guide us through who's on tonight, and then I want to relive a memory.
Okay, tonight, Bonnie Raitt is working with Andra Day and... Boys to Men, In Vogue. Little Big Town.
Ooh.
You love them.
I love Little Big Town. And everybody hears them do their material and different country stuff, but you've never heard them do R&B. They're going to do some Alicia Keys tonight. It's crazy, man. It's all that and extra butter. Montel Jordan, Seal, doing that Pretty Rose song from the Batman theme. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's crazy tonight, man. I might have to watch my show and not see Ivanka introduce her dad tonight. I might have to do that.
That's big.
Now, you're from Cleveland. Did you consider going back for the RNC?
No, man. I want to watch this from the protection of my home. This is a scary convention, especially the first night. The first night, it was dark, man. You know that feeling when, like, it's really late at night and somebody's in your yard? That's how I felt the first night. It was a scary convention, yeah. You know? And
now,
it was just so dark. And you know, me and Trump, we go way back, man.
I did Apprentice with him.
I won Celebrity Apprentice,
yeah.
You know? I was the first black person to win. I'm the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes. In fact, Arsenio, it did cross my mind that since you won Celebrity Apprentice and you're from Cleveland, I was wondering if anyone reached out of you to speak at the RNC.
Oh, no. No.
No, okay.
You're asking me if I'm the Chachi of the ghetto?
Yeah.
No, nobody okay. wants me to speak there. Plus, you know, I'm a Republican. All I care about is the jokes mm-hmm. involved
Amen.
In the campaign. You know, I don't get too much into it. I'm just watching. It's a lot of fun, though. Ted Cruz, poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's an unspoken rule. No, I guess it's spoken. If you're invited to speak as a Republican, you have to endorse the nominee, and he didn't, which brought boos from the crowd.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. Like his mouth isn't uncomfortable enough, you know, just looking at him. That was a crazy moment. The whole thing's been crazy. Dr. Ben Carson, he should have plagiarized someone's speech.
Was he talking about that Hillary endorses Lucifer?
Yeah, it was crazy. He should have taken something from Sasha and Malaya or something because his speech sucks.
If you joined us, we're talking with Arsenio Hall with his show ABC's Greatest Hits. It's tonight at 9. So let's relive a memory. So this was back in the Mark and Brian days. This was full on mullet. Both of us, we worked it like a job. Arsenio was at the very top of his game with his late night show, and we had been on the Tonight Show twice, and then we get invited to come on Arsenio's show. So I went and got the most ridiculous feminine looking vest I could find.
That vest
and
put was on. Horrible.
Yeah, it's I relive it even to this day. So we're there and we're ready and we're going to do it. And then we're told that they've run out of time and we're not going to be on.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the dressing room about to leave, and Arsenio comes in to our dressing room. And he sits on the floor, and he apologized and apologized and apologized. And he said, "I want you to come back tomorrow night if you can. I'll put you at the very top of the show." So that's exactly what he did. We were the first guest out there. And I've been on a lot of talk shows. Jay Leno, I've been on a bunch. Arsenio was the very first interviewer who actually listened to our answers. Not, he wasn't looking over our shoulders for the next joke.
Uh-huh.
He kept
that
us
was
out
before
there.
They legalized marijuana in California.
Yeah.
I don't listen no more.
So that was great of you, Arsenio. I mean, I knew you felt bad. You were pissed off and that somebody had let it happen. But that is a warm memory for me.
And you know what? I remember the moment, and I think the reason I wanted to come in there and talk to y'all is because as a young comic, I remember when that happened to me. I was on the Merv Griffin show, and who is the legendary director, Citizen Kane?
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles. Orson Welles got long-winded with Merv, and they came back and said, we're going to invite you back tomorrow. And they were very nice, and I remember how nervous I was, and then I had to get nervous again a second day, and Orson Welles said something to me, and it just made my life. You know, it was kind of a cool experience, and I just, you know, hey, that was my house, man, and I wanted to treat y'all good in my house.
Now, I wanted to ask you this, because very...
And by the way, I had to overcompensate with your partner, because everybody thought that I hated him because he dated Paula Abdul. I was also doing PR.
You know? You know, you have been in a position where not very many people in the entertainment field are ever going to experience. And that is, when you were doing that late night talk show, it was everywhere. It was white hot. I mean, and you were the star. You were the guy in the middle. Can you express to us what it was like being in that beacon of success and how it maybe changed your life?
Well, in one sentence, it is the exact opposite of my current Uber job. is that concise? Hey, man, you know, no, it was great, man. It's very cool. At this point, it's nice to look back and see how Bill Clinton's interview and saxophone play changed the way we run for the highest office in the nation. You know, we used to only go and talk on Sunday morning when we wanted to run for president. And now you got to slow jam the news.
Yep.
And your wife got to dance and
do
sing
the Dougie
in people's minivan.
Yep.
It's a new day. And I look back and say, wow, I shook it up a little bit. And it was great in that way. I mean, I'm doing this show now where we put these artists together, but back in the day, I remember meeting Boyz II Men, who's on the show tonight. I remember meeting Boyz II Men, and before their album came out, I said, hey, you guys should stop by the show. I got the Temptations on this week, and I knew they loved the Temptations. I had them stop by spontaneously. All of them sang. Boyz II Men, Temptations. At that point, there
That's
had been
the
no
best.
Boyz II Men single dropped, so it was a time when I was able to use that venue to help artists, too. I remember putting Chris Tucker on. I remember Eddie Griffin coming out of the audience and performing. I remember Rosie and Madonna. It was just my own creative playhouse, and I got to share it with Hollywood. It was a lot of fun, and I hope I left my mark, you know?
And you know what else? Absolutely you did. And Mark, you want to hear a little fun fact, a little personal fun fact?
Mm.
Do you know that my boyfriend, Tim, was a writer for Arsenio on the Arsenio Hall Show?
I did not know
and
that.
And that they knew each other way before I came into the picture.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like the nights when I was funny, it's because her boyfriend was writing.
Well, Arsenio, you are quite literally one of the nicest big celebrities I've ever been around, and I'll never forget the way that you treated us on your show. If you want to see some stand-up, it's Arsenio's going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, August the 18th, 8 p.m. tonight at 9 o'clock, ABC's Greatest Hits featuring Arsenio Hall. And then next week, it's the live two-hour finale, Thursday, August 4th at 9, Sheryl Crow, Adam Lambert, Cyndi Lauper, Nelly, Celine Dion, Ooh. And Ariana Grande. That's the way to knock it out of the park. Arsenio, the best to
hey,
you.
Hey, man, thanks for plugging my stand-up date. That's what people get to hear me without the censors and the lawyers and standards and practices. You know?
Let me explain something to you. If there's ever anything that you need promoted, or if you just feel like having a good time, my show is your show.
Brother, I appreciate that. Sometime I just want to stop by and take a picture with that cardboard cutout of you in the lobby. But I really appreciate you, dog.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
So, Todd, before we move to the NFL jerseys, there's a pretty big story in NASCAR that Uncle Joe told me yesterday. Jeff Gordon, the 24 car, he retired, of course.
Yep.
And Dale Earnhardt Jr. has a pretty serious case of vertigo.
Right.
So he has to step away for two races. And Jeff Gordon is coming out of retirement to drive Dale Earnhardt's car. And Joe whispered, and he's probably going to win.
Yep.
I texted my next door neighbor, Rusty Wallace. He is going to join us tomorrow at 8:35 to talk all about that, Todd.
Yeah, that's great. We mentioned that yesterday, but it is a big deal, Mark. I'm glad you got Rusty on tomorrow. And here's the thing. Jeff Gordon has won. The first race he's going to go to is the Brickyard 400. That's at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I believe he won the inaugural race there back in 1994, and he's won that race the most times of anybody else. So he knows the track. He's had great success there, so that'll be fun talking with Rusty tomorrow.
Mm.
Now you want to know. Now, Mark, since in the last 3 months, since draft day, what player in the NFL has the highest-selling jersey?
Mm. Well, how about I just go ahead and say Jared Goff with the Rams?
No, but you're on the right track. It's Cowboy rookie running back Ezekiel Elliott. He has not played a single down, single snap of an NFL game. He's got the top-selling jersey, followed by Tom Brady. Now, this is since draft day. Tom Brady, Odell Beckham Jr., Cam Newton, Rob Gronkowski, and Carson Wentz, the rookie quarterback for the Eagles. Now,
hey,
so
Todd?
My message is, Rams fans, get on the horn.
Yes.
Start buying Jared Goff's,
Todd, my question is, because you mentioned Tom Brady jerseys are big sellers, so do you think that Tom Brady fans are going to wear that jersey on the four weekends that Tom doesn't play?
No, they'll be doing Jimmy Garoppolo jerseys those weekends, I think, when he's the starting quarterback. I love this story. The Green Bay Packers sold 76,000 tickets to their family night at Lambeau Field. That's for a practice, Mark, a practice. $10 a ticket. By the way, the population of Green Bay, 104,000. 76,000 of them will be at Lambeau that night.
We have Panther Pride Day. It's the exact same thing. The team, basically you go and the team works out in front of you on the field. But we don't charge. It's free.
Well, that's good. It's free. Also free to watch tonight is the Republican National Convention, and the first speaker tonight is Hall of Fame quarterback Fran Tarkenton. He goes, I've never been a real political person. I've never been a real big Republican, but I've always been in favor of small business, and I believe Donald Trump is the best for small business in America. So
okay.
you want to see Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, he's going to be on tonight.
I want you to watch, because out of all the retired NFL quarterbacks, Fran Tarkenton, pound for pound, has the worst hair I've ever seen. So just enjoy that tonight on TV.
All right, let's go to baseball now. And Dodger manager Dave Roberts says that Clayton Kershaw, now they can't say they can rule out surgery. He last pitched on June 26th, and his back has not really been improving. He re-aggravated, and he says we can't rule out surgery. We just don't know when he's going to come back. Although the positive thing they say is no shooting pain up and down his leg. The Dodgers, by the way, lost last night to Washington 8-1 as Bryce Harper hit a 449-foot home run. The real shame that Kershaw can't pitch is that tonight he would be facing Steven Strasburg of the Nationals, who is 13-0 with a 2.51 ERA. Of course, Kershaw 11-2 with a 1.79 ERA. But instead, it'll be the rookie Julio Urias for the Dodgers against Strasburg. Hey, are the Angels in part right now of one of the greatest comebacks in Major League Baseball history?
Yes,
just a couple of weeks ago, they're 19 games out of first place. Now they're 11 and a half back.
Yep.
They've won six in a row. They beat Texas 7-4. They sweep them. Pujols two hits, score twice, an RBI. Break up the Angels. They're coming on, Mark. They're coming on.
And they're only 9.5 out of the wild card, Todd.
I know. I mean, we're going to have to. I mean, this is a. I'm serious. It's amazing. We'll see how long it goes. And you can say, break up the Russian track and field team for the Olympics, because right now they have been banned from participating in Olympics, the entire track and field team, because of state-sponsored doping and cover-ups. We'll see what happens there. And social activism is one thing, but not in the WNBA. The New York, Phoenix, and Indianapolis franchises have been fined $5,000, their players $500, for wearing black shirts. Now, that's violation of their uniform policy. The women were wearing the black shirts to protest the killings of Philando Castillo and Alton Sterling, I believe is the other fellow's name. So, anyway, they were protesting that, and the WNBA says no more. They fined him. We'll see what happens from here. Hey, that does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, California. Hey, don't forget, they don't close deals. They open relationships, and you'll have a great relationship when you mention the sound at Frontier Toyota.
Now, as you know, Mark in the morning and Andy in the afternoon are going to be appearing at the Orange County Fair this coming weekend, Saturday at noon. And to celebrate the Orange County Fair, the fair finds new ways to deep fry something. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some deep fry fun coming up at 8:20. And during that, I will share two things for you. What are the three things you have to do, the keys to happiness? Mm-hmm. And secondly, how many sex partners is too many? We will discover all of that at 20 minutes after 8.
When this hustling, bustling, pretty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat, meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, as I said, Mark in the morning and Andy in the afternoon at the Orange County Fair this coming Saturday at noon for a full show. And we're having some deep fryer fun, because the fair, the Orange County Fair, will deep fry anything and sell it to you. So we move to Josh, the Fleeganator, and Katie. They're in the kitchen, and we are going to deep fry stuff out of the vending machine. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. He right now just, like, compressed a bunch of gummy bears together. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Let's do some frying.
All right, let's start.
Okay, so right now I'm
going to. No. Don't start with the tuna.
Okay, let's start with gummy bears.
Okay, what? Gummy bears.
It's a wad of gummy bears.
Wad of gummy bears going into the batter, the beer batter. All right. All right, I'm going to have to use my hands here. Let's get dirty. I washed my hands, everybody. Don't
Thank
worry.
You.
Okay, so I just...
She didn't.
Yes, I did! So okay. I put it in now?
Right yeah. there, in the basket.
Is it going to burn me?
I don't know.
Okay. Just...
Lower it.
Deep fried gummy bears.
Oh my gosh, it's working!
All right, we're going to do Kit Kats next.
Don't fry the mic.
Ooh, Kit Kats.
Okay.
That would be pretty good.
Okay,
yeah,
going.
Kit Kat
going in.
Basket up. Fries up.
Fry in. Go. Down.
I once, when we went to Salem, Massachusetts, I had a deep fried Reese cup.
Oh, yes.
It was pretty
now,
great.
Now, I believe everything they're frying today is beer battered. Mm-hmm. So that'll be delicious.
That's awesome. We used Bud Ice to make the batter.
Wait, what's happening with the gummy bears? Are they turning into a liquid? What's happening?
It smells so good in here.
No, they're good. They're holding together.
All right, I'm putting the Hershey's chocolate in the batter. So thick.
It's like a tall boy and panko crust.
Mm. If you just joined us, we're deep frying stuff in the kitchen here at the radio station.
All right,
now we're going for a Hershey bars going in next.
Ooh.
And then because we got a lot of junk food, I brought up Pepto-Bismol.
Now,
Katie
and Josh the Fleeganator are going to be on the stage this Saturday testing some of the fair foods that they sell there. And you know this wedding diet that Linda and I are on, getting ready for Matt's wedding in November? To hell with it Saturday.
Yeah, does that go on hold for a day?
We're at the fair.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm envisioning corn dogs. Oh. I'm envisioning some sort of barbecue.
Yes, funnel cakes.
Yeah.
So right now I'm putting in, what is this, tuna?
This is like a lunch to go snacker kit of tuna, mayonnaise, and crackers. And we made a sandwich.
Okay.
Mikey, that's you.
Oh, you're going to eat that.
All right, everything's in.
Wait,
everything's in together?
Yeah. Let's pull the gummy bears.
Okay.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, bro!
It broke the equipment.
Okay.
What broke?
The gummy bears snapped our tools, our tongs.
Oh, wow. They're just stuck. Very hot.
All right, we're pulling those out.
They're a little gummy. Well, they are gummy bears.
Kit Kats?
Oh,
looks so good.
This is great.
You are bringing this into the studio, right?
We'll try. Yeah.
I would help. My hands are so battery.
All right. I don't even know what that is.
All right. I have batter on my boobs.
What is
this?
Wow.
Hershey's.
Oh, Katie, what is still in the cook?
Well, Josh is. He's getting the Kit Kat, and he's getting... Well, we still need to let the tuna sandwich go a little longer.
Yeah, that's you, Mikey.
No.
Mikey.
No.
Okay, Gina.
No, hell no. That's Mikey.
Okay. All right, I'll take one for the team.
That's
But I get the Kit Kat then, too.
You get half.
The batter is so... Or the the liquid is so brown now.
Good. I think it's ready.
Yeah, I think it's done.
Okay. All right, bring them in.
We're coming in the studio, guys.
Oh, okay, so again, Josh the Fleeganator and Katie will be trying fair food. Now, Gina, what is your go-to at the fair, the food?
Bacon-wrapped turkey leg.
And are you going to be doing it?
Oh, hell yeah. There's no grain in that. It's the best. You feel like a caveman. You got that big turkey legs racket. What are you shaking your head at me for? It's perfection.
No, it's dark meat. I don't eat dark meat.
What? What is wrong with you?
I just don't like chicken thighs and stuff like that.
It's delicious.
Why eat that when you can have white breasts?
Okay, I'm going to have to put a pin in that, Mark, because they are in here, and I am grossed out. Oh, thanks. They brought me the rest of the butt ice. And it smells pretty good. But it's all mystery because you don't know what's what.
Which one would you like to try?
Whatever doesn't have the tuna and mayonnaise inside.
Well, you pick.
Gummy bears.
All right.
That's going to crunch real nice.
I am about to eat a deep-fried gummy bear.
Okay,
this is
good
not
luck.
Part of the diet. Here we go.
Made with Mark in the Morning love.
Boy, that's hard.
Oh.
Smells good.
It came out of her mouth.
And?
Kind of delicious. It tastes like a deep-fried piece of gum.
Let's try that deep-fried Kit Kat.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I get that. Chocolate.
This is Kit Kat. Wow.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Is this
the Kit Kat? Yeah, it doesn't look like Kit Kat anymore. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to try that.
That's awesome.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is that what that is?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, let me try. I have batter on my hand.
Right.
Careful.
Hey, let's get that tuna fish sandwich tried. What does a deep-fried tuna fish sandwich taste like?
Mikey's going to find out what the deep-fried tuna tastes like.
All right,
who's doing it? Okay.
This Kit Kat is the greatest thing I've ever had.
Deep-fried Kit Kat.
It looks bad.
He's doing it.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I bet it's not bad.
Big bite.
Whoa, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That is really good.
It's proof. It's proof that you can deep fry anything and make it taste good. Saturday, 12 noon, we're at the Heritage Stage, 800 seats. Get there when the park opens if you want to guarantee you a seat. By the way, we're not going to let you put a blanket or a towel down. You have to have your butt in the chair to reserve it. Saturday noon, we'll see you there. There's something trending out there. I can feel it. Gina, trend me.
All right. Well, an artist has erected a little border wall around Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The political statement is accessorized with tiny little barbed wire around it, too.
I love it.
Comic-Con kicks off today in San Diego, and Shannon Doherty has been very open about her breast cancer diagnosis. She shared an emotional step in her journey. The 90210 star posted several photos to Instagram that chronicled the shaving of her head and captioned the images as, quote, step one through step six. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We have very funny comic Steve Trevino in studio for Shenanigans and Monkey Shines at 8:35. But first, the Stones.
Stones Man.
The Stones Man.
Stones.
This is Mark in the Morning.
So joining us now in studio, comedian Steve Trevino. He is going to be at the Brea Improv all this weekend. You got a podcast. This guy's got a ton of crap going. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good.
But anybody can have a podcast now. It's you know what I mean? It's one of those deals.
All right. So now the best way that we get to know people that we've never met before is with the island questions.
I wasn't expecting this. Okay.
That's exactly how we like it.
We thought you were wearing an Islander shirt. You were
for that for that reason.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, you're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island alone.
Okay.
You can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
oh, I have to take, well, it's not really a candy bar. It's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And now they make them with Butterfinger.
Dude. What?
Yeah, it's a Butterfinger Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So that's what I would take.
My wife and I went to Salem, Massachusetts the weekend before Halloween because Salem has a huge celebration. I had a deep fried Reese's Cup.
Oh, filth. Just filthy delicious. I'm from Texas, dude. We deep fry everything. Twinkies, butter.
So you get what just happened 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I smelt it. Okay. I almost went home.
All right, so, Steve, you're going to be on the island with one kind of food.
One kind of food. Oh, God, that one's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say New York-style pizza.
Yeah, we get a lot of pizza. We've had broccoli. Yeah. Somebody even said tomatoes. That's what they would eat. Ugh. Yeah, we had fruit.
I forget we live in L.A.
Yep.
I would totally bring some tofu.
Yep.
I'll kill yourself.
We get a lot of pizza. Okay. This is where a lot of people not stumble, but they spend a lot of time. You can take one album.
Oh, that's easy. What,
oh, good.
Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, yeah. Mikey, how happy are you?
That's I used to listen to that album from cover to cover when I was a kid, and it was the best. I mean, I know every song.
I do a segment called Reasons Today Doesn't Suck. Appetite for Destruction.
I heard it released, on the way here.
Yeah, yep. In 1987. Okay, you can take one movie. What will it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one because it would either be weirdly the movie Michael.
Michael?
With John Travolta.
John Travolta, where he's an angel.
I love that.
I love that. Yes, I love that movie.
Wait. Hold up. Gina.
Yeah.
You've never seen Michael?
No.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Gina.
That's an island movie, he says. Gina,
this must be done.
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
I just know he dances next to a jukebox. I've seen
that. It's either that or it's the beginning of Tombstone.
I like that. I like it.
Well, Tombstone is in the top 10.
Maybe you can Frankenstein those together.
Yeah. as soon as he goes, and hell's coming with me, go into Michael. I don't need to see the chase down, you know?
All right, for Gene, I'm not kidding about that, Michael.
Okay.
You gotta get,
it's a great
movie. I will wait to hear your response.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay, Steve, you're going to be on the island, and you need to talk to somebody. Dead or alive, they'll be alive and in their prime to talk to you. Conversation. Who would you have there? Can't be significant other.
Jesus wives. Christ himself.
We it's our get second that answer. One this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that answer.
Jesus Christ himself, because I'd be like, why? There'd be a lot of why. You know what I mean? Like, why did you do this?
And how did you go about ...
Right.
In fact, I've got, let me see if I can find it. Okay, this was from this morning, 7 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck. You mentioned Jesus Christ. Here's Robin Williams.
And it said that night that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, one of you shall betray me. And Peter said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus said, no, it is not you, Peter. And Simon said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to Simon and said, no, it is not you, Simon. And Judas said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to him and went, is it me, Jesus?
I got to meet Robin Williams at the Comedy Store, and we got him off the wagon.
Oh, no.
And we didn't know. It was Rick Ingram's birthday, and we're all like, hey, we're having shots. And he's like, I'll have one.
Oh, and he got himself off the wagon.
Yeah, well, he's backstage with us telling us stories and drinking it up. And then, 2 days later, Robin Williams back in rehab, and we're like, maybe.
For sexual gratification, dead or alive, they'll be in their prime with you on the island. Can't be significant other. Who, for sex purposes, are you going to join you?
Can't be my significant other.
Nope.
Ooh, I think I would take a Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
Nice. Wow.
Good answer. Yeah. I love the specificity of it.
Yes.
From Dirty Dancing.
Not
New Nose Jennifer Grey. From Dirty Dancing. Wow. Yeah.
Between the Appetite for Destruction and Dirty Dancing, you have a very warm place in your heart for that era, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I living in L.A., when I meet celebrities that are celebrities now, mm-hmm. I don't care.
Right.
But if I meet a celebrity from when I was a kid, I'm like, oh my God, that's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the bad guy from Karate Kid. I have to meet him.
He was a great guy, by the way, Roddy Piper.
Well, he would come by the Comedy Store all the time and just tell wrestling stories.
Awesome.
And it was the best.
Yeah.
Last question, Steve. You can return to any point in your life. What would it be and why?
8 years old.
What happened when you were 8?
8 years old, I'd go back to my little town of Gregory, Texas, where we played football in my sandlot every single day of the summer.
Yeah.
And my dad would give me a $10 bill so I could take my one pedal bike to buy him beer. And then he would let me keep the change for shipping and handling.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I would buy a Nutty Buddy ice cream. Remember the Nutty Buddy? Do you
no.
guys drumsticks?
Mm. Oh, sure, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah
ice cream so hard if oh, you sure. licked it, it rolled off the cone. You know what I mean?
That's great.
So joining us in studio is the very funny Steve Trevino. He is at the Brea Improv all this weekend, so check him out. If you want further information, go to stevetrevino.com. So got a couple of things, Steve, I think you'll get a kick out of. The keys to happiness, both you guys can guess. Want to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? According to two new studies, you only have to do three things to be much happier.
And you're
three.
Not going to tell us. Dang it.
And take that's the secret of life, everybody.
Now figure it out.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'll guess, then you guess, Steve. I'm going to say, it's California, 2016. Meditate?
No.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I would say comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. Probably hard to achieve. These are much simpler. I'll give you a hint. The first two are items that you should eat.
Okay.
Ooh.
To be happier.
Ooh, I wanted to be dirty on this one.
Yeah.
I was thinking kitty cat, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say items you should, vegetables.
That's one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What do they always say eat more of? They're always lumped together.
Fiber.
Mm-mm.
Eat more of.
Fruit,
vegetables, and the last one is an activity.
Walk?
No. It's a bit of an exercise
okay.
doing this.
Okay.
So far it's eat more fruit, eat more vegetables.
I juice, by the way.
Oh yeah, good for you.
Nice. Love it.
Nice. Exercise. Jazzercise.
Zumba class.
Zumba. Good answer. We're going with Zumba.
No, it's not Zumba.
Not Zumba.
All right. How about laugh. That's a good one.
Laughing is a good one.
No, laughing is a great one.
Make sweet, sweet love.
Yeah. Have more sex.
Ooh.
Have more sex. I keep telling my wife.
Have more
and she's
sex.
Like, you can't have sex with other women. I'm like, no, but it's for my health.
Right. It's good for your heart.
It's good for my heart, honey. Like, I'm not going to take her to the movies. That would be cheating. I'm not going to take her to dinner. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Right.
I just want to have sex with her.
That's a very
and then
point.
This next one, how many is too many?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Mm.
Most of us have a pretty good idea of how many people we have slept with, but how many people should your new partner have been with? Britain's superdrug chain surveyed customers and found that men and women have surprisingly similar notions on what the magic number is.
Ever?
In your life.
Something.
Lifetime.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, so you've just started a new relationship with a new person.
Yeah.
And you're having the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many would your guy have to say that would surprise you? Or maybe...
Guy.
For me, guy. For you, whatever you're into. all right, so the question is, what's the number that beyond that number we get a little miffed?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're comfortable with,
as a guy,
you're miffed with...
Okay.
Double digits for me.
You're miffed about double digits?
If a woman's like, yeah, I'm in like, you know, 10s and 11s and 12s, I'd be like, okay, like how long did it, you know what I mean?
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
So if, Steve, if she said, I've been with 10 different
change my
people,
number.
That's too many for you?
That would be borderline where I'm like,
okay.
You know?
All right, you're around 10.
For the men folk, I'd
well,
say...
Well, now, Steve, this you should know. Gina is a complete whore, so whatever comes out of her mouth...
I got that from her. She has the whore eyes.
I damn whorish, thank you.
She has whore eyes.
Thank you.
My wife saw it already on my Periscope, and she goes, stay away from that filth.
Hi, honey.
Before we go any further, you know, you're into this conversation. Are you going to be honest?
Well, not if he says 10's too much.
10-ish is borderline.
Okay. So
for him.
Yeah. If a dude told me his number, the number that would freak me out would probably be 35.
Because you guys get around. You
he's
know
got
you
game.
Do.
Yeah. Guys,
I want to date a guy who's, you
confident,
know.
Confident.
Yeah,
right?
Been around the block.
He can crush a little.
Thank you.
Look, I'm not going to get into my number. But here's what I will. I'll defend.
How long have you been on the radio?
Long time.
Let's not get into your number.
This is the thing. I was on the radio in the 70s when the worst thing you could catch could be gotten rid of with a shot. So right. I wasn't afraid of anything.
Right.
And so Daddy was partying.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on the road since I was 19 years old. Doing stand-up comedy. So, yeah, I did my fair share of filth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Lonely nights, you got a gal in every port.
Oh, no, I'd just hang out by the restroom. after I'd get off stage, I was the middle act, and the headliner would go, and I'd be hanging out by the restroom. Hey, oh, you were funny. Oh, you want a shot?
You got another 40 minutes to kill.
Hey, have another drink.
If you just joined us, comedian Steve Trevino.
I'm not
in
Bill
the
Cosby or anything, but I'm just saying.
That's for the
He's
best.
At the Brea Improv all week. So, okay, Gina, so...
Not.
You said 35.
For a dude. I mean, for me, that's where I'd be like, oh, all right.
But for a girl, for you?
Well, you know, I just think societally, like we're learning today, it's not totally equal. Let me put it this way. This is not me. This is a girl that I went to brunch with 2 years ago, let's say.
You're
two,
still
three
LA.
Years ago. Yep. I love brunch. Best
we
meal
were
of the
brunch.
Day. And we had this conversation. We all went around, gave our number at the time, and we got to her. And
at
she
the time,
said,
things have moved
things
since then.
Things have since progressed. She said, and I quote, "Once I got to 100, I stopped counting."
Whoa.
So hell. Everybody's different. I was Look, even shocked by that.
Okay, let's stop right here.
Okay.
I've been very clear about this. Daryl Strawberry wrote in his book that he would have sex with women in the locker room of the stadium during the game.
Yeah.
Now, some slut banged him in the locker room at the stadium during a baseball game.
Right.
Sluts make the world go around.
Amen, they
make
brother.
They make it worth living. I cheer your whore friend.
I still say, let's just send whores to the Middle East. Just
that
send a bunch
everything.
Of filthy girls to just solve everything.
And by the way,
yeah, we had it wrong.
I want to make sure that we got this right. A lady gave the dude the gift of her body in a locker room, and mm-hmm. she's the slut.
No, all I'm saying is thank God for bad stepdaddies. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so I'll wrap this up because I'm about out of time. Women were polled and asked mm-hmm. how many would be too many. Women think that guys would be fine with her having had 15 guys.
Mm-hmm.
While guys are just the tedious bit more conservative, drawing the line at 14 partners for the ladies.
All right, so basically the same.
So I said 10-ish.
Yeah, 10-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. And for the record, both genders think that 7 different partners is the Goldilocks of just the right number.
Interesting.
Oh. 7. All right, Steve, I couldn't have enjoyed you more. You're welcome back in here anytime at all. The Brea Improv, I love these odd times. He's at the Brea Improv tonight at 8, mm-hmm. Friday at 7:30 and 9:45, Saturday at 7 and 9:15, Sunday at 6:22. No,
6:22?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's the old people show.
Yeah.
We'll be in bed by 9.
Steve, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you.
The world is constantly trending, and Gina Grad watches it for you.
Well, a computer glitch is still causing major headaches today for Southwest Airlines passengers. The glitch occurred yesterday and interrupted the airline system as well as its app and website. It resulted in as many as 700 flight delays and cancellations. This morning, as the computer system is slowly recovering, passengers are being forced to stand in long lines as they wait to hear if their flights will even take off. 200 flights have already been canceled this morning.
I'm flying tomorrow. This better be fixed.
Oh, God. You're going to be so pissed.
Oh. Boy, this is just a computer glitch?
Just a computer glitch. Just a little hiccup.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully by the time you get on the plane.
Good God.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Pink Floyd.
Wrapping it for the Thursday gig and looking forward to the 10 at 10, Joe.
You know, we got a special one today here. 10 at 10 today, supported by Cedars-Sinai, LA's best doctors at LA's most preferred hospital. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1. The theme today is misheard lyrics.
Oh.
There's going to be at least one reference to a bathroom.
Yep, on the right.
You know, I think we're going to have some fun with this. Misheard lyrics at 10 o'clock.
Can I give my other favorite?
Okay, what's your others?
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
She's going to give away the whole thing.
It's my, the only two I like.
We have 80% left to go.
Yay!
Now, yesterday, Joe huddled up with me, and he told me the story of Jeff Gordon, who's retired, NASCAR retired. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. has vertigo, and so Jeff is coming out of retirement. The reason he told me is because my next-door neighbor is Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace.
Yes, sir.
So I texted Rusty. He'll be joining us on the show tomorrow to talk about that. And the great actor Don Cheadle will be speaking with. Mikey!
All right! I want a song where streets... I can't do this one. Here's you two. I tried. Wow. Rita Wild's in the video.
What?
You didn't know that?
That you lead with.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.